The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
When I practiced as a monastic, we used to chant. And, you know, in some cultures you do yoga, in some cultures you do other things to kind of transition from whatever day you had to being in silence. And so if you're physically able, I'm just going to ask you to take one of your shoulders and just imagine a string lifting it up. So as you breathe in, lift up one shoulder. And if this is hard, find something that you can do with your body. Now breathe out and just bring it back down. Other shoulder, breathe in, go up. And breathe out, come down. One more time on the other shoulder on your own time. Just breathe in, up. Hold it as long as it feels comfortable and then just breathe out. Down, go to the shoulder. This is available to you. Put your fingertips on your shoulders and take your elbows to the front, all the way up as far as can be possible, and then all the way back as far as possible, and then to the earth. Two more times, breathe in. One more time. And now three times the other direction. All the way back. All the way up as far as you can. All the way front and to the earth. So the back of you, the sky, front. Finish up on your time. And I've worked as a high school teacher, and I tell my students, just shake anything you don't need right now in your life. Just shake, 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 shake. Just, you know, just invite it to go out with your hands. Just move the energy out. And, you know, these little resets can be good. If you're having a frustrating day at work, go to the bathroom and then just shake a little bit, do some tapping, some roller show. It's a kindness to the body. I think the title meditation teacher is kind of a funny title. I mean, it's very easy to say, okay, shut up, pay attention to your breath. but it's more of encouraging just the moment right now. If you have been practicing with a meditation object, you can mute me now and go ahead and then join us around 7 o'clock. And then just enjoy your practice, if it's metta or body scanning, whatever you're doing. And it's lovely to have you here in community. When you show up, you are encouraging everybody else. If you want to stay here for a little bit of a meditation instruction or encouragement, then don't mute me. Listen up. So just doing a small check-in with the body, mini body scan. Take your attention to your feet. Of course, this practice can be done in a whole hour, starting with your toes all the way to the forehead. But just right now, acknowledging your feet, if you have feet, and your ankles, and kind of like, how is the state of your legs at the moment? Your sitting bones. It's just a quick acknowledging of our bodies. How's the tummy, the stomach area, and the chest? A allowing the chest area to be the meditation object for a few seconds. There's nothing to accomplish, nothing to gain. Just noticing if you're breathing fast or slow, in between. How's your back, your lower back? It's the upper back. The shoulders, the arms. And the hands. Now let's switch our attention to the sounds. Like I can hear the neighbor's chihuahua and his clock. And I don't know if you can hear those things. But let's do a check-in of the sounds that are near you. And just judging. My teacher's teacher used to say, do not disturb the noise. Because we think that noise disturbs us. So Ajahn Chah was just very practical. He used to say, you don't need complete silence. Now see if you can move your attention to sounds that perhaps are a little bit further. I have done 30-minute meditations of simply using sound as my meditation object. Where I'm resting on the sounds of the world, whether the sounds are pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, or both. We're not here to be meditation experts. If we show up in humility and experience the present moment as it is, so in this time of silence, pick something that will be simple, whether it's loving kindness or your breath. And if you want to give a try, just listen. Is this moment pleasant? Does the body feel pleasant? Does the mind feel pleasant? Is it unpleasant? Is the experience of the present moment both? Some bits are pleasant, some bits are not. Is it pretty neutral? And just for this second, let's invite just a non-judgmental, just invite a feeling of curiosity. Is there any judgment about your sits? And if so, let's soften that so that we can just be curious. Take a nice deep breath in and a deep breath out. I don't have a bell with me, so ding, ding. Let's take a couple of minutes for a stretch break. Drink some water and we'll do some Dharma sharing. So let's be back in a couple of minutes.